Welcome back to High School Basketball on KMEM Radio 100.5 FM. We're at Scotland County tonight. You just heard the Scotland County girls defeat the Milan Lady Wildcats. Good ball game, and we'll see what happens as it's the boys' turn now. And this game is brought to you by 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis, Mayberry Farms and Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, the Farm Shop in Edina, Slayton Polaris north of Memphis, Scotland County R1 Schools, People's Bank of Wyoconda, Cahokia, and Canton, member FDIC, Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Memphis Lumber Company, the Memphis Democrat, James Foods in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, member FDIC, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, and Community Bank of Memphis, member FDIC. It's the Scotland County Tigers versus the Milan Wildcats. Let's get back to Tiger Stadium and KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Mark, and welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. It's the boys' turn. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Milan. It'll be Chief Niasse, a senior. Michael Pipes, a senior. Jared Gonzalez, a sophomore. Amet Niasse, as the lights go out. So I'll have to finish this as the when the lights come on. So the Scotland County Tigers is going to be Jared Cerrone. He's the first guy out. And Corbin Spurgeon should be the next guy, and he will be. Next guy should be Hunter Holt. There you go. Cabe Hamlin will be next. And the final guy will be Owen Triplett. And the Tigers come in with a record of 8-13 as soon as they turn the lights back on. There we go. And Milan 17-8. So it'll be Cheek Niasse, Michael Pipes, Jared Gonzalez, Amet Niasse, and Jeremy Bennett. And again, the Wildcats 17-8, coached by Andrea Dabney. So Cheek Niasse will jump center against Cabe Hamlin. Again, Milan 17-8. So Niasse, tip up and controlled by Scotland County. As Corbin Spurgeon with the basketball, he's guarded by Niasse. Gets across the timeline to Hamlin. He lost it. Gets it ahead to Bennett. Puts it up off glass. Got it. So Jeremy Bennett has the first two of the ball game. Man-to-man defense by Milan. Owen Triplett with the basketball to Cerrone. Cerrone gets it back to Triplett at the top of the key. Now Spurgeon gets it back to Cerrone. 15. Put her on the way and got it. Jared Cerrone ties the game at two. As Amet Niasse, or Niasse, that's the way it is, Niasse, with the basketball, has it on the right wing. To Cheek Niasse on the left wing. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good, as Jeremy Hamlin comes off the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon kicks it out to Cerrone out of the right corner for three. Oh, my! Pinballed in and out. And dropped back through as Cheek Niasse to the free throw line. Now three on the way, no good by Bennett. And Hunter Holt on the rebound. Half-court pass goes down to Cerrone. Hunter Holt on the right wing. Passed up the shot, gives it back to Cerrone. Back to Spurgeon at the top of the key. Now Triplett off the left wing, gives it back to Cerrone. Another three on the way. Bullseye. 8 points for Jared Cerrone. As Niasse in the backcourt. That's Chick. Ahead to Amet Niasse. He'll drive off the left wing. Cut off in a triple team to Bennett. Now, Cheek Niasse gives it to Michael Pipes on the wing. Gonzalez in the right corner. Kick it back out to Bennett. Now, Cheek Niasse between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. as Chickney, as they give it back to Bennett on the left wing. Bennett to the block, puts it up, no good. And off the rebound comes Spurgeon. So Corbin Spurgeon out of the double team gives it to Triplett. Triplett to Cerrone in the left corner. Back to Triplett. Back to Cerrone in the left corner. They get it, tried to get it inside to Hamlin, knocked away by Niasse. That was Chick and picked up by Amet. Amet, Niasse, behind the back, pass to Bennett, puts it up and got it. 4 points. 4 points for to Bennett. Now Hunter Holt on the sideline hands it off to Triplett. He's caught on the sideline, stepped out of bounds for Lee Island basketball. Michael Pipes will inbound. Gets it to Chick Niasse. So Chick Niasse brings it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now Amat Niasse across the dotted line. Bennett at the free throw line. Gonzalez on the right baseline. Gets it inside to Bennett. Tried to put up the shot. Missed it. And I think the foul's going to be on Hunter Holt. Wait and see. It will be. So Hunter Holt picks up the foul. That's his first. And Jeremy Bennett will be at the line to shoot a pair. He has four, looking for five. First shot up, got it. So Jeremy Bennett, all 5 points. And Jared Cerrone, all 8 Scotland points. So Jared Cerrone, 8. Jeremy Bennett, 5, as he missed the second free throw. Rebound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in a double team. Takes it down the far sideline. Now drifts to the middle of the court. Tried to get it to Owen Triplett. Kind of a no-look pass, and Owen wasn't looking for it either. So Niasse, that's Chick. Will walk the ball across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Amet Niasse on the left wing. And now we've got a whistle and a foul underneath, an offensive foul on Chick Niasse. Away from the basketball, and they caught a push from Niasse. That's his first. So full court pressure by Milan. Inbounds past the Triplett. Gets it down to Cerrone. Cerrone to Spurgeon. Off glass. Got it. That's the way you beat the press. 2 points for Spurgeon. Sal Bennett gets it to Chick Niasse. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it out of a triple team. Now Triplett with a basketball. Now Niasse. I thought he would dunk it, Dave. But he lays it up and got it. And it's 10-7, Scotland with the lead. Cerrone gives it to Hamlin. Underneath the hole, puts up the shot blocked from behind by Pipes. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Scotland basketball. Out of bounds, underneath their own basket. Triplett to inbound. Throws it out to Corbin Spurgeon. Spurgeon immediately in a double team. Tried to get it down in the right corner to Triplett. Knocked out of bounds, so Spurgeon will inbound in front of the Milan bench. Spurgeon looks for somebody. Gets it to Hamlin on the right wing. Now the right corner, Spurgeon kicks it over to Cerrone on the left wing. Cerrone tried to get it back and knocked away by Niasse. It's picked up by Cerrone. Now Triplett gets it underneath to a wide open Hunter Holt. Lays it up and in. 2 points for Hunter Holt. Chick Niasse to Bennett. Bennett to the dotted line. Now Amet Niasse, Gonzalez in the left corner. Pipes at the top of the key. Chick Niasse has the basketball in the right corner. Dribbles into the paint. Now backs off between the two circles. To Amet on the left block. Puts up the shot off. Glass got it. Amet Niasse with 2 points. Spurgeon against Frazier. Gets it to Triplett. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Gets it inside to Hamlin. Now Cerrone in the left corner to Spurgeon. Inside to Hamlin as Gonzalez tips the ball. Goes off of Jeremy Hamlin. Out of bounds, it'll be Milan basketball against Frazier by Scotland County. Chick Niasse gets it ahead. Half-court pass to Bennett. He's cut off on the dribble drive. Takes it back out in the left corner. Pipes on the right wing. Pipes. One dribble gets it over to Chick Niasse on the left wing. Amat from the free throw line got it. Amat Niazi with 4 points. 12-11. Scotland with the lead. Pressure by Milan. Now it's a 3-on-2. Cerrone will try another three. No good air ball. And kick. No, that's Amat Niazi. We'll take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Amat Niazi. Now pressure by Milan. As Milan knocked the ball out of bounds, it'll be Tiger basketball out of bounds on the far sideline as Nathan Keck will check in. Trayton Buckaloo checks in for Scotland. He'll inbound. They get the ball in the backcourt to Spurgeon. Spurgeon across the timeline. Cerrone on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Vince Dale. Now Spurgeon for three on the way. No good. And off the rebound comes Pipes. Ahead it goes to Keck on the right wing. Keck back to Pipes. Now Keck Niazi between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Finds Amat Niazi in the left corner. Back to Keck. Gonzalez. He kicked Niazi between the two circles. Gets the ball down to Michael Pipes. The cat. Back to Keck Niazi. Now Amat Niazi in the left corner. Trying to go inside to Gonzalez. Lost the ball. Picked up by Vince Dale. Dale to Spurgeon. Now Cerrone has it on the left side of the circle down the arc. Inside to Trayton Buckaloo. Vince Dale picked up his turnaround five-footer. No good. And Amat Niazi will take it to the block. Lays it up. Missed it. And a foul's going to be on Trayton Buckaloo. So Buckaloo just kind of had no place to go. Trying to get out of the way. And I think it just he happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So Amat Niazi, first shot up. Got it. He has 7 points. As now Gonzalez will check out, and Brady Sayre will check in from Milan. 1:18 left to play in the first quarter. 14-12, Milan the lead. Seven looking for eight for Niazi, and he got it. So Amat Niazi with 8 points. Spurgeon with the basketball across the timeline. Cerrone. Now they give it to Holt in the right corner. Bounce pass back to Cerrone. Got Amat Niazi all over the place, Dave. Quick hand, to say the least. So Owen Triplett will check back in, and Cerrone will check out. 1:08 left to play in the first quarter. 15-12. Milan is the lead in the basketball. As Keck Niazi takes the high post to Pipes. Now Keck with three. No good. And off the rebound, Brady Sayre gives it to Keck Niazi. Missed the layup, tip up, no good. And Hunter Holt comes off the rebound. As Holt will give the ball to Spurgeon. Pressure by Milan. Spurgeon across the timeline. Vince Dale. Trayton Buckley reverse layup, no good. And Sayre off the rebound. Gives it to Keck. Keck takes it to the right wing, down in the right corner. Gives it to Sayre on the right baseline, to Keck. Now Pipes flips it over the left corner. Keck Niazi for three. No good. And Keck and Trayton Buckaloo. Those came off the rebound. Jump ball on the possession. Stays for Scotland County. Jeremy Bennett will check in. And Keck Niazi checks out. Now inbound comes to Michael Pipes. Little baby hook. And it's good. 2 points for him, 17-12. Milan with the lead, 7 seconds. As Dale has it in the right corner. Dale kicks it back out. Trayton Buckaloo in the left corner. And he could get a shot away. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Milan 17, Scotland County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Our troops need our help now more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and saves lives. That's a message from Parks Trailer Wash, where service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, call 641-683-9002 for Parks Trailer Wash at 2K Avenue in Ottumwa. They're on the air because they care.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. We start the second quarter of this boys' game. Milan leading Scotland County 17-12, and the Tigers will have the basketball. As Triplett inbounds to Buckaloo. Buckaloo across the timeline, dribbles through a double team, and gets the ball to Hunter Holt, cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Triplett. Now Hamlin, free throw line, 15-footer, got it. That's Jeremy Hamlin's spot. 15 and in. He has two, and it's a three-point. Milan lead is Amet Niaze. Gets the ball to Sarah at the free throw line, stolen away by Triplett. Lost the ball, picked up by Hamlin. Hamlin goes up with it, blocked by Sayre. Now a long pass down to Pipes, puts it up and in. 4 points for Michael Pipes. Back to a five-point Milan lead. Hamlin across the timeline. Hamlin gets it underneath to Dale. Puts it up. Got it. Vince Dale with 2 points. 19-16 as Niaze. He's on Niaze in there right now. He has it on the left wing. Bennett in the left corner. Kicks it out to Keck on the right wing. Bennett in the right corner. Back to Keck between the two circles. Niaze has it on the left wing. Gets it inside to Bennett. Dotted line. Turn around. 10-foot jumper. No good. And Hunter hold off the rebound. Gives it to Triplett. Triplett across the timeline. Hamlin across the free throw line. Hamlin in a double team. Back to Buckaloo on the left wing. Buckaloo threw a double team. Lost the ball but picks it back up. Tried to save it in bounds and threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Milan basketball. Jared Gonzalez will check in. Sayre checks out. Jeremy Bennett, and I think that's the only sub for Andrea Dabney. So now check Niaze. And they took out a mess. So check Niaze has it in the left corner. No look pass over to Keck. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Cerrone off the rebound. Jared Cerrone brings it across the line in a hurry. Gives it to Spurgeon for three, no good. And check Niaze high for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Niaze. So it'll be Owen Triplett to inbound underneath his own basket. Triplett looks for somebody, finds Cerrone in the right corner. Cerrone guarded by Keck, one dribble, kicks it out to Spurgeon. Now Hamlin at the top of the key to the free throw line. To Triplett, gives it back to Spurgeon on the right wing and the right corner to Dale. Dale inside the arc. Bounce pass to Triplett. Now Cerrone between the two circles. But Triplett on the right wing to Cerrone. Cerrone tried to go to Spurgeon. And Niaze, with those long arms, knocked it out of bounds. So Spurgeon will inbound to Dale in the left corner. Inside to Hamlin. Hamlin from 10. No good. And Gonzalez off the rebound. Gonzalez will bring it across the timeline. Find Jeremy Bennett. Gets it to Keck in the left corner. Now Niaze from the dotted line puts it up and in. 4 points for Check Niaze. Spurgeon dribbles into a double team. Gets it down to Dale on the right baseline. Dale 15. Put her on the way and got it. Nice shot by Vince Dale. 3 point Milan lead 21-18. As Niaze to the top of the key. Now Bennett on the right wing beyond the arc. Niaze out of the corner for three. No good. And Cerrone off the rebound. Cerrone in a double team. Looks for somebody. Jump pass across the timeline to Triplett on the left wing. Dale at the free throw line. Bad pass. Knocked away by Gonzalez. Down goes Hamlin. And the foul's going to be on Jeremy Hamlin. So now we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:49 left to play in the first half. It's Milan 21, Scotland 18, back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
4:49 left to play in the first half of this boys game. Milan leading Scotland County 21-18, and Milan with the basketball. As Keck will bring it across the timeline. Check Niaze on the left wing and the left corner to Keck. Bad pass, stolen away by Scotland County. Cerrone gets it ahead to Spurgeon on the right wing. As Spurgeon inside to Hamlin off the block. Got it. 4 points for Cave Hamlin, a one-point Milan lead. Niaze across the timeline to the free throw line. Gets it to Keck in the left corner. Now Bennett tried to get underneath to Gonzalez, puts up the shot, missed it, but do the foul. And it may be on triplets. Nope, it's going to be on Cave Hamlin. That's his second. So two fouls on Cave Hamlin. And at the line will be Jared Gonzalez. First shot up, got it. First point of the night for Jared Gonzalez, and we're tied at 21. 4:15 left to play in the first half. As Gonzalez, one, looking for two. Shots up, it got it. So 2 points for Gonzalez, one. Well, now the scoreboard says 23-20. I don't know who's right. Gonzalez steals the ball to Bennett, and then had it knocked away and stolen back by Triplett to Spurgeon. On the left block, he goes to Hamlin. Kicks it back to Spurgeon on the left wing. Spurgeon gets it underneath the Dale, puts it up and got it. Drove the baseline and found a wide-open Vince Dale. He has six. That was 23-22, so the scoreboard must be right. Niaze in the left corner to Keck. Now Bennett on the right wing. Bennett. High post, it goes to Pipes. Now the left wing to Keck. Skips it over to Bennett. Bennett, dribble drive to the basket, puts up a shot, blocked by Hamlin, and Hamlin comes away with it. To Triplett. Triplett across the timeline to the left wing. Gets it to Spurgeon in the left corner. Spurgeon trying to get it back to Dale, and it's stolen away by Pipes to Gonzalez. Gonzalez across the timeline to Bennett on the right wing. Gonzalez gets it to Keck in the left corner. Now Niaze gets it inside the Pipes, the dotted line. Niaze from the dotted line puts it up, missed it. And Vince Dale off the rebound to Cerrone. Cerrone down the far sideline. And we've got a whistle and a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Keck. Or did they call a foul? Well, Brady Sayre came in, I guess. Didn't call a foul. Scotland with the basketball as Hamlin had Hunter Holt all by himself on the block and threw a fastball that Holt couldn't catch. So it goes back to Milan. 23-22, Milan with the lead. 2:45 left to play in the first half. Now, Mike Niaze back in the ball game in the right corner. Now he'll take it, a jump stop into the paint. Whistle and a foul on the floor. Nope, they call the travel. Well, one official, and I was going to say he walked out by with it, but no, he didn't. Bill Carnes called the travel, and Andrea Dabney, not a happy camper. As the Scotland gets it to Cave Hamlin on the left wing to the free throw line. 15-footer, got it. 6 points for Cave Hamlin. 24-23, Scotland with the lead. As Niaze, that's Chick. Goes in the paint, pans back out in the right corner. Give it to Sayre. Sayre's 15-footer, no good. pinch Dale off the rebound. The triplet. Triplet in a double team. Dribbles through the double team. Gets it to Cerrone. Cerrone runs in to one of the Milan players. And if Andre Dabney was upset before, I think it was the right call myself, that she's not going to be happy with that. As the foul's going to be on Brady Sayre. That's his first. As now Phil Carnes, the official on that side, is taking all kinds of grief. As inbounds pass, Hunter Holt, 15-footer by Hamlin, no good. And a rebound, Milan. As Keck, jump stop into the paint, put up the shot, missed it, but he drew the foul. Foul against Scotland County, and they call it on Hamlin. I think that's who they call it on. And still, that scoreboard says he's fourth. I think it's his third. I think that now they correct it. As Bennett, first shot up, pinball's in and out, no good. Jeremy Bennett, just 5 points, looking for six. As now Spurgeon will check back in. Hamlin will sit down with three personal fouls. 1:50 left to play in the first half. As Jeremy Bennett eyes it, fires it, pinballs in and out, no good. Niazi had the ball, goes out of bounds. He said it's touched by Scotland. Let's see what the officials say. Now they're going to call a foul on Owen Triplett. Nope, going to call it on Holt. I saw the one, but so Hunter Holt picks up his second foul as Niazi unbounds to Bennett on the right wing. Bennett running 15-footer, no good. Gonzalez is the rebound. His foot back, no good. And Holt had the rebound, lost it out of bounds, so it'll be Milan basketball again. So Amet Niazi underneath his own basket. To Gonzalez underneath to Amet, puts up a shot, rejected by Hunter Holt. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Milan basketball again. Amet Niazi gives it to Chick. Chick Niazi from the block puts a shot up, got it. What a move by Chick Niazi. He has six, and it's 25-24, Milan up by one. Spurgeon gives it to Triplett on the left wing. Cerrone in the left corner. Back to Spurgeon on the left wing. Bounce pass, Hunter Holt at the free throw line. Kicks it back out. Triplett. Triplett inside. Running 10-footer, no good. Bennett comes off the rebound. Bennett down the far sideline. He actually carried the ball. No call. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Chick Niazi. Rebound. And half-court pass goes to Hunter Holt. And Holt was fouled by Sayre. Hits the wall. Goes down, was holding the side of his face. As Brady Sayre picks up the foul, I'm sure, yep. Sayre picked up the foul. That's his second. And Hunter Holt will go to the line. He has two, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Hunter Holt. Ties the game at 25, 56 seconds left to play in the half. Second shot up, got them both. 1 point Scotland lead. As Chick Niazi inbounds to Amet Niazi. As Amet across the timeline, Chick has it on the right wing. High post to Sayre. Half the time for Gonzalez, stolen away by Holt. Holt, the triplet, now Niazi steals the ball, puts it off glass, got it. 8 points for Chick Niazi and a 1 point Milan lead. Triplett gets to Dale. Gets it to Spurgeon on the left wing. Dale on the left lane. Cerrone will try another three. No good. Gonzalez off the rebound. As Gonzalez, chased by Dale, brings it across the timeline. Amet Niazi inside the paint, walks with it. Turnover, gives it back to Scotland with 13 seconds left to play in the half. Cerrone gets it to Dale. Dale across the timeline. Spurgeon. Spurgeon underneath to Hunter Holt. Holt puts up the shot. And they're going to call a foul on Amet Niazi, and he's not happy. Andre Dabney is not happy. The And now they call a technical foul. Technical foul on somebody. I think Amet Niaze just picked up the technical because he was barking at the official. They still haven't put it up on the board. They got the lateral. They got Chick Niaze had one, so he picked up the foul. But they call the technical on four. Okay. So Hunter Holt hits the first free throw. That's five, and we're tied at 27. Holt's second free throw. Got it. 6 points for Hunter Holt. That was only the 14th foul against Milan. So Scotland County will have it with 6 seconds and a one-point lead. As now they call a timeout. 6 seconds left to play in the first half. Scotland County 28, Milan 27, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Six seconds left to play in the half. Spurgeon inbounds to Triplett. Triplett across the timeline gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon just fires a three, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Scotland County 28, Milan 27. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
New merchandise is arriving daily at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, so come on by and check out these February specials. Men's and Mrs. Levi and Wrangler jeans, buy one pair at regular price and get the second pair at half price. Dry shod and muck rubber insulated boots for men, misses, and kids, they're 20% off. Take 25% off gloves, ladies' shirts, tops, sweaters, and jewelry. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School, we're at halftime of the boys' game, and Scotland County leading Milan 28 27. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for Scotland County. Jared Cerrone with 8 points. Vince Dale with 6. Morgan Spurgeon with 2. Hunter Holt with 6. And Cave Hamlin with 6. For Milan, Chick Miazze with 8 points. Michael Pipes with 4. Jared Gonzalez with 2. Ahmed Miazze with 8. And Jeremy Bennett with 5. Milan led 17-12 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Milan 16-10 in the second quarter. And Scotland leads here at halftime. 28-27. Back with more in a moment. This is KME Sports.
Jay's Foods in Memphis is a family-owned store that offers convenient one-stop shopping. That means you can find everything you need from the everyday essentials like a wide variety of produce and a well-stocked meat case to specialty items like household, health care, and personal care items. Jay's Foods appreciate your business, and they take pride in our community and in supporting Scotland County Tiger Sports. Check them out on Facebook for their daily deli specials. Jay's Foods in Memphis. They're your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly a kite today?
Sure. But rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power lines.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. But when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay safe. Keep safety first. Always.
Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Good morning, sunshine. It's breakfast time at C&R Markets with Daly's 1 pound bacon, only $3.98. Homemaker premium orange juice and Best Choice waffles are $1.99 each. Use your C&R digital coupon to get Lucky Charms and other select General Mills cereals at 2 for $4. 9 ounce choice Show Me beef top sirloin steaks, $4 each. And check out our Best Choice sale where you get better deals every day at C&R Markets, where you always save. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Tiger Basketball on your fourth leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game. Scotland County leading Milan 28-27. In the girls' game, Scotland County wins their 21st game of the year by defeating Milan 60-49. Scotland County led in scoring by Hannah Feeney with 14 points. Emily Dow was 17. Elena Whitaker was 17. Milan led in scoring by Auburn Cole with 12 points. And Katie Pauley with 25. Milan led 18-15 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Milan 14-12 in the second quarter. Milan led 30-29 as a half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Milan 19-5. Scotland County led 48-35 after three. In the fourth quarter, Milan outscored Scotland 14-12, but Scotland County wins it 60-49. Scotland County improves to 21-3, while Milan girls 20-6. Coming up next week on KMN, we start district tournament play, and we're going to have a lot of basketball for you on KMN as we're covering the Class 2 District 6 tournament at Scotland County and the Class 3 District 6 tournament at Monroe City. And it's girls on Monday, boys on Tuesday, girls Wednesday, boys Thursday, and then the championship game at Scotland County will be girls at noon and boys at 1:30. So here's what's going to happen on Monday night from Queen City. It's at 6 o'clock, a 4-5 matchup, Princeton and Putnam County. Following that 3-6 matchup, Canton will play Knox County. Now, streaming on Monday night at 7:30 from Monroe City, we'll have the Clark County girls and Highland girls. That's Monday night. For boys, on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, We'll have a 4-5 matchup. Scotland County will play Princeton at 7:30. Scotland County boys will play Canton, and also streaming from Monroe City at 7:30. We'll have the 3-6 matchup, Highland and Clark County. That's what's all going to happen on Monday and Tuesday. Then, of course, Wednesday, girls semifinals. Thursday, boys semifinals. And the finals will be on Saturday in Scotland County. Of course, the girls play at noon. The boys championship at 2 o'clock at Monroe City. Their girls championship will be Friday night at 6 o'clock. Boys championship will be Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And we'll talk more about that as the districts go along. But three games for you on Monday night, three games for you on Tuesday night. Queen City, Scotland County High School, and Monroe City. 28-27, Scotland County with the lead. And Mark, let's take a 30-second break. This is KMEN Sports.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis or call 465-8595. See you soon.
28-27. Scotland County up by one. We start the second half. Scotland County back out of the four. Starters are back in. It's Gabe Hamlin playing with three personal fouls. Miles still talking to Coach Andrea Dabney. And more Miles. Starters are back on the floor. Both Neandre brothers. Gonzalez, Michael Pike, and Jeremy Bennett. Scotland County cheerleaders still doing their dance to the fight song. They had to get out of the way because all the Pirates, they get the ball first, and they had to walk right through the Scotland County cheerleaders. So Michael Pike will inbound for Milan. Gets it to Chick Niazze. 2-3 zone for Scotland County. Niazze to Amat Niazze on the left wing. Now they go to Bennett on the right wing. High post, Michael Pice. Amat Niazze in the left corner. Chick at the free throw line. Bennett to Chick Niazze at the top of the key. Amat Niazze on the left wing. The Chick at the top of the key. Now Bennett on the right wing. Bennett kicks it over to Amat Niazze from the dotted line. To Gonzalez. Gonzalez gets it to Bennett. Bennett right in front of the basket gets it to Gonzalez. Lays it up and in. A lot of extra passing, but it worked. So Jared Gonzalez with 4 points. Now a bad pass for Scotland County. Taken away by Gonzalez to Bennett. Bennett will take it up, lays it up and got it. A 4-0 run by Milan to start the third quarter. Frazier as they get it to Cerrone. Hamlin. Cerrone puts up his shot. Missed it, but was fouled by Amat Niazze. I got him for one. They didn't call the foul. Charge it to him on slamming the backboard, Dave, I guess. So maybe slapping the backboard doesn't cost you. I don't know. Cerrone's first shot up. Got it. 9 points for Jared Cerrone. 31-29. Milan with the lead. As Cerrone. 9 looking for 10. Shots up. Pinball's in and out. No good. And Chick Niazze off the rebound. Ahead it goes Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the left hand off glass. Got it. 6 points for Gonzalez. Frazier by Milan. Hunter Holt gets it into Hamlin. Hamlin looks for somebody. Gets it to Spurgeon. And now a bad pass by Spurgeon. Taken away by Jeremy Bennett. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Cerrone steals it. And rolls over. I think they're going to call Cerrone for the travel. Nope. They called it. Jeremy Austin called a timeout, but I don't think that's going to save him the basketball. 6:35 left to play in the third quarter. Byron 33, Scotland County 29, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Scotland High School, Triplett inbounds the ball, and good pass to everybody, but Tironi saved it from going out of bounds, and then it's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Chick Niazze. It'll be Tironi to inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dribbles into a double team, dribbles out of it, bounce past the triple on the left wing. Holt in the left corner. Holt gets it back to Triplett to the left side of the circle. Now the right side of the circle, Tironi. To Spurgeon, free throw line, Hamlin. Hamlin takes it in among the trees, put up a shot, had a block, and now it becomes Gonzalez to Jeremy Bennett. Bennett had the ball poked out of his hand, but it's going to call a foul on the floor against Collin County, as it will be on Jared Tironi. So Tironi picks up his first foul. Chick has a first three. Bullseye. Nothing but net. 11 points for Chick Niazze. Here comes Triplett across the timeline, across the dotted line. Passed over the way by Bennett. Bennett to the hoop. Missed it. And Niazze runs down the rebound on the left wing. Gets it to the dotted line. Puts it up. Got it. That's a net. Niazze. He has 10. Full court pressure by Milan. Hamlin gives it to Holt. Holt in the double team lost the ball. Chick Niazze takes it to the hoop. Gets everybody in the air. Puts it up. Got it. 13 points for Chick Niazze, and all of a sudden it's 40-29. Now Triplett loses the ball. Picked up by Bennett. Up and in. 9 points for Jeremy Bennett. Timeout by Scotland County, and that brings the Milan fans to their feet. 5:13 left to play in the third quarter. It's Milan 42, Scotland County 29. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As every time you slide that along and make it, there you go. Scotland County with a basketball, pressure by Milan. Tironi in the backcourt. As he bounced past to Hunter Holt, back to Tironi. As Tironi, they get trying to get in the double team across the top line to Hamlin on the left block. Puts it up, got it. Jeremy Hamlin breaks a 15-1 run by Milan as Chick Niazze on the left wing. Phil Metz, now Chick. Now he gets all on the baseline. Kicks it out to Jeremy Bennett for three. No good. And off the rebound comes straight to Buckaloo. To Vince Dale. Gets it ahead to Holt. That's Holt in a double team. Bounce pass to Dale. Bounce pass across to the left wing to Hamlin. Now Buckaloo in the left corner. Hamlin steps in the block, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Michael Pipes. So Pipes picks up his first foul. And at the line is Jeremy Hamlin. As Hamlin with 8 points, looking for nine. First shot up, got it. mind why you're calling Jeremy. Why I'm calling Jeremy? That's his dad. So Cave Hamlin has 9 points. So I tell Jeremy he played a lot this ball game. Next shot is in and out, no good. Gonzalez with the rebound to Bennett. Now Pipes in the right corner, Bennett on the right wing. In the left corner, Amet Niaze. Now Chick Niaze on the left side of the circle, backs it off between the two circles. Pipes at the free throw line. Amet Niaze from the dotted line. Picks up the shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, pass out the left corner. Chick Niaze, left side of the circle. Now he'll back it back out between the two circles. Now Chick Niaze and Amet trade places. Amet at the top of the key, inside to Bennett. To Amet. But that was not, that was Pipes. Now Bennett. Now Amet to Gonzalez at the dotted line. They get it to Pipes on the left baseline. To Amet Niaze. Now Gonzalez free throw line to Bennett. To Chick Niaze on the right wing. He's guarded by Buckaloo. Brings it back out between the two circles. Amet Niaze between the two circles. Now Chick has it on the right wing. He'll bring it out between the two circles. Hands it off to Bennett. Bennett to the top of the key. Now Chick Niaze on the left wing. Passed up the three. He and Bennett trade places. Around the top of the key. Hands it off to Amet Niaze. And we have a whistle and a foul. You wait for the scoreboard, and the foul's going to be on Trey Buckaloo. And that's his second. 42-32. Minor of the lead. Chick Niaze to the free throw line. Now on the left lane. Fans out to the left wing. Amet Niaze at the top of the key. The wide open spaces. Lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. 12 points for Amet Niaze. Foul's going to be on Trayton Buckley, and that's his third. So Amet Niaze will be at the line trying to complete the three-point play. And now Spurgeon checks in, Cerrone checks out, Hunter Holt checks out, and Owen Triplett checks back in. 2:47 left to play in the third quarter. As 12 for Amet Niaze, looking for 13 shots up. Got it. 13 for Amet Niaze. Pressure by Milan. Cave Hamlin had the basketball. Knocked out of his hand, out of bounds by Amet Niaze. Spurgeon will inbound on the near sideline. Dale in the right corner. They're trying to get it into Hamlin. Tapped away by Gonzalez. Picked up by Pipes. Bounce pass to Bennett in the right corner. Bennett to Gonzalez at the free throw line. Now Amet Niaze walks with it. Trying to make a move out of the corner, and that little ball fake gets you every time. So Frazier by the Wildcats. Triplett gets it into Spurgeon, ahead to Dale. Now Buckaloo to Hamlin. Hamlin from the block, off glass, missed it. And Amet Niaze off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Chick. Chick Niaze to the basket, missed the layup, but he was fouled by Buckaloo, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Trayton Buckaloo. So Chick Niaze will go to the line. As Chick has 13 points, looking for 14. 45-32. Milan with the lead. 2:13 left to play in the third quarter. Niaze shot up. Got it. 14 for Chick Niaze. So Cerrone's going to check back in, and Trayton Buckley will set down the four personal fouls. So 14 for Chick Niaze, looking for 15. Isaac fires it. Got it. 15 points, and that's 47-32. Minor the lead as Amet Niaze will check out. Keck checks back in. Pressure by Milan. As Spurgeon will inbound to Hamlin. Gets it to Cerrone. Cerrone over to Triplett. Across the timeline, down the far sideline. Gives it to Spurgeon. Cut off on the left baseline. Tried to give it in to Hamlin. They stole it away. Now half-court pass. They tried to find Bennett. Knocked out of bounds by Jared Cerrone. So Milan will have it out of bounds right in front of Coach Andrea Dabney. as Pipes will inbound. Gets it in to Chick Niazze. Niazze between the two circles. Scotland County goes man-to-man. Chick Niazze around Triplett. The foul's going to be on Owen Triplett. So Triplett picks up his first foul. That's a 15th foul against Scotland as Chick Niazze in front of the score table will inbound. Gets it to Keck. Keck to the top of the key. Now Bennett. Dribble drive off the left wing. Nobody stopped Bennett. Lays it up and in. 11 points for Jeremy Bennett. Now Spurgeon dribbles through a double team. Gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin out to Cerrone for three. On the way, no good. Had Jeremy Bennett off the rebound. Wildcats want to run. They try to get it to Keck. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Jared Cerrone. So Michael Pipes will inbound for the Wildcats on their sideline. Niazze to Bennett. Now Keck around the top of the key. Niazze has it on the left or right wing. Niazze at the top of the key. Niazze takes it down the right lane. Lost the ball. And stolen away by Cerrone. As Jared Cerrone with the basketball. A minute left to play in the third quarter. Gets the ball to Triplett. Across the timeline, Spurgeon on the right wing. Spurgeon, dotted line, running five-footer. Got it. Last 4 points for Corbin Spurgeon. Makes it 49-34. Milan with the basketball. Jeremy Bennett. Bennett takes it to Gonzalez on the baseline. Kicks it out to Keck on the left wing. Now Niazze has it between the two circles. Down to 30 seconds left in the third quarter. To Bennett between the two circles. As Bennett guarded by Cerrone. They clear out for Bennett. Bennett gives it to Keck. Keck at the top of the key. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Nathan Keck, his first points of the game. As Spurgeon dribbles through a triple team. Gets it under to wide open. Cave Hamlin missed it. Got his own rebound. He'll try it again. Five-footer, got it. 11 points for Cave Hamlin. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Milan 51, Scotland County 36. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As we start the fourth quarter of this boys' game, as Milan outscored Scotland County 24-8 in the third quarter to take a 51-36 lead. Scotland will have the basketball. It's Owen Triplett. We'll inbound to Spurgeon on the right wing and right corner to Dale. Dale, a couple of dribbles, gets it back to Triplett on the right wing. Back to Dale in the right corner. Dale, back to Spurgeon, top of the key. Spurgeon, another running five-footer. It goes down by, I think, oh, they're going to count it. They count the basket. Or no. Or did they count it? No, they didn't. I don't know what it was. They called a foul on somebody or not. Three-pointer by Triplett. No good. Cerrone had the rebound as Gonzalez saved it inbounds off of Jared Cerrone. So it's 51-36. So evidently that basket didn't count. No foul. I don't know what happened. So Chick Niazze will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Now pops Gonzalez on the left wing. Pipes on the right corner. Now Bennett on the left wing. Now Zay in the left corner. They swing it around from right to left. Now pops Pipes top of the key. Pipes finds Niaze on the right wing. Keck in the right corner. Now Bennett on the right lane. Kicks it out to Pipes in the left corner. Pipes drives the baseline. Puts up a shot blocked by Hamlin. Out with it comes Cerrone. Cerrone tried to get it to Hamlin. Hamlin couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. And they say last touch by Mylan. So Triplett will inbound underneath his own basket. As Triplett to Cerrone in the left corner. Tried to get it inside to Hamlin. And the ball poked away. And I think the foul's going to be on Gonzalez. It will be. So Jared Gonzalez picks up his first foul. Only the 14th foul against Mylan. Owen Triplett gets it out to Cerrone, top of the key. To the right wing, Spurgeon. Spurgeon running 10-footer again, in and out, no good. Hamlin had the rebound and knocked out of his hand by Owen Triplett as Triplett went for the rebound. So now Jeremy Bennett's going to check out. Amit Niaze will check in. Also, Hunter Holt checks in for Scotland, and Vince Dale will check out. So Pipes inbounds to Amit Niaze. Niaze across the timeline. Out pops Gonzalez right side of the circle. Right corner to Pipes. Gonzalez to Keck. And now Amit Niaze in the left corner beyond three. Gets it back out to Keck. Check Niaze on the right wing. Out between the two circles. Keck now gives it to Pipes. Inside Gonzalez. Top of the key to Keck. Amit has it between the two circles. As he's guarded by Hamlin. As Amit dribbles to the right wing. Now gives it to Keck Niaze on the right wing. To the top of the key. To Keck around the top of the key. Amit gives it to Gonzalez on the left baseline. To Keck Niaze on the left wing. To Amit. Amit Niaze guarded by Spurgeon. To Keck. As Keck dribbles to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Looks, finds an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot and missed it, but the foul's going to be on Hunter Holt. So Hunter Holt just picked up his third personal foul. And Amit Niaze will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots as he has 13 looking for 14. Shot up, missed it. 5:42 left to play in the ball game. 51-36. We've been stuck on that number for about 2 minutes. So Amit Niaze, that's Chick, one of the two. Chick Niaze hit the second one. He has 16 points, a timeout on the floor. 5:42 left to play in the ball game. Island 52, Scotland County 36. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Back at Scotland County High School, 5:42 left to play in the game. Scotland County with the basketball against pressure by Mylan. Cerrone jump past ahead to Spurgeon. Immediately in a double team, they give it back to Cerrone across the timeline to Triplett on the left wing. Dribbles across the dotted line. Now Spurgeon, 10-foot jumper, got it. 6 points for Corbin Spurgeon. As Chick Niaze gets it underneath the basket to Amit, missed the shot, and Spurgeon comes off the rebound. Spurgeon in a double team. Now Chick Niaze steals the basketball, lays it up and in. Quick hands for the Niaze brothers. Gabe Hamlin underneath to Cerrone, puts a shot up, no good off the right block. to Bennett. Bounce pass ahead to Chiknyaze. Reverse layup, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Hunter Holt. So Holt picks up his fourth personal foul. As Chiknyaze might have flopped just a little bit, but he was definitely fouled. So Nyaze with 18, looking for 19. Got it. 19 points to Chiknyaze. 55-38, final of the lead. Nyaze with 19, looking for 20. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Cave Hamlin off the rebound. Gets it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets it across the timeline to Roney. Now triplet. Takes it to the dotted line. Put up a shot. Blocked by Pipes. Pipes with the basketball to Bennett in the right corner. Bennett back to Pipes on the right wing. Nyaze top of the key. Now a met Nyaze in the left corner beyond the arc. Now Gonzalez takes it to the right corner to Pipes underneath. Amet Nyaze puts up the shot, flop, no call. And out with the rebound is Triplett. To Cerrone on the left wing, now Triplett on the left wing. Triplett gets a dotted line, Hamlin, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Nyaze off the rebound, that's Amet. Amet takes it right down the lane, puts up the shot, missed it. They do the foul. Foul's going to be on Cave Hamlin, that's his fourth. So four fouls on Hamlin, eight team foul against Collin County. And Amet Nyaze at the line, he has 13. Looking for 14. Shots on the way, got it. 14 points, Amet Nyaze. So between the two and Nyaze boys, they have half of the team's point. Shot up, got it. 15 points for Amet Nyaze. As Hunter Holt checks out, Trayton Buckley will check in. Also, Pipes will check out, and Jarrett Courtney will check in from Ireland. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Triplett across the timeline to the top of the key. Buckley on the right wing, in the right corner, Cerrone. Now Spurgeon on the right wing, left wing to Buckley. Buckley gives it to Spurgeon. Lob underneath for Hamlin. Threw it too far, stole away by Jeremy Bennett. Bennett will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Spurgeon off the rebound. Spurgeon in a hurry, brings it across the timeline, takes a jump stop down the right lane, and walked with it. I don't think they called him because of the jump stop. I think he dribbled with both hands. So Gonzalez will inbound. Gets it to Amet Nyaze. Island in no hurry. They lead by 19, 57-38. As Nyaze gives it to Bennett. Bennett takes it to the left wing beyond the arc. Looks for somebody to throw it to. To Keck between the two circles. As Keck will give it to Amet Nyaze on the right wing. Gonzalez right side of the circle. Amet Nyaze takes it to the hoop. A jump ball as he was tied up, I think, by Cerrone. An alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. As Triplett will inbound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Spurgeon down the left lane, guarded by Keck. Had the ball slapped out of his hand and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Spurgeon. So Gonzalez inbounds to Bennett. Jeremy Bennett will walk the ball across the timeline for the Wildcat. Between the two circles, he'll give it up to Keck on the right wing. Now right side of the circle to Gonzalez. Back to Keck. 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. Out with it comes Hamlin. Hamlin across the timeline. Lays it off for Spurgeon on the right wing. Gets it to Pippen on the left wing. Now Buckley for three. No good. Top of the key. And a whistle and a foul. Is he going to call the foul on Spurgeon? Let's wait and see. Spurgeon's going to pick up the foul. That's his first. ninth team foul against Collin County. Now, Jeremy Hamlin's going to clear the bench. 2:16 left to play. As Vince Dale checks back in, also checking in, I've got number 11, don't have it in the program. As Derflinger in the ball game, first free throw was up, no good. On the rebound, I think a whistle, a foul is going to be on Milan, and they're going to call it on 2:14. So, Amet Niaz picks up his second. Across the timeline, a bunch of JV players are playing, Dave, and I don't know them. As Dale gets it to Derflinger in the right corner. Dribble drive the basket, shots put up, no good. And Hunter Holt to the rebound, puts it up, missed it, but do the foul. Nope, fine. It's just a regular program. So I don't see any JVs listed in there. We've got the JV players. It's Hunter Holt. Missed the first free throw. 11 and 10 is the two that. Matt Niaz checks out, and Alex Magana will check in. As the second free throw, we're looking at programs, and I don't think he made it. As 22 would be Ethan Bennett in the ball game to Keck. Out pops Brady Sayer. Now they try to get the ball in to Zach Banner. Ball tipped out of bounds and last touch by Milan. So it'll be Scotland County basketball, 1:38 left to play in the game. As number 10 gets it to number 11 for Scotland County. Back to number 10. Now Derflinger has it on the right wing. 11 back to 10. Shot put up from the free throw line. No good. Hunter hold off the rebound and stepped on the end line. So it'll be Milan basketball with 1:20 left to play. 57-39. Milan leading Scotland County. As Ethan Bennett across the timeline gives the ball to Banner around the top of the key. Now Keck, now to Bennett. Bennett top of the key, back to Keck on the left wing. Keck jump stop into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. And Hunter Holt off the rebound. I hope people listening know who number 10 and number 11 are. That's all we can go by. Vince Dale has it on the left wing. And the ball pass is slapped out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. So now, Andre Dabney clearing the bench. As in the ball game will come Carlos Cotto. And number 32 is the man she said would not play, Don DeVin Kumbo. She said he told me he wouldn't play because I asked how to pronounce his name. She did it on purpose. I'll bet she's over there laughing. Said, yeah, I told Donnie. I told Donnie he wouldn't play. I'll fool him. Vince Dale at the line. First throw up. Got it. So that's 9 points for Vince Dale. As the Goombo with the basketball. You get it to Keck in the right corner beyond the arc. Kicks it back out to Banner. Now Keck on the right wing. The Banner on the right wing. Banner across the free throw line. Three-pointer put up, no good. That was by Ethan Bennett. And long rebound comes out to Hunter Holt. Holt pulls up on the left wing. Number 10 gets it out to Derflinger, top of the key, inside to Hunter Holt. In the left block, puts it off glass, no good. And Bennett had the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Holt with 1 second left to play in the game. So the Goombo gets it into Bennett, and that's the end of the ball game with the final score. Milan 57, Scotland County 42. Back. We'll wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
If you are enrolled in a high-deductible health plan, then look no further than People's Bank when looking into your health care savings options. The term HSA or health savings account can be confusing, but the knowledgeable employees at People's Bank will explain how an HSA account is used to save for your future health needs. Stop in, speak with a banker, or pick up an HSA brochure today. At People's Bank, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scollin County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scollin County Tigers.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly a kite today?
Sure, but rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power lines.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. But when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay safe. Keep safety first. Always.
Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
Welcome back, everybody. Scollin County High School. It's the final as the Milan boys win their 18th game of the year by defeating Scollin County 57-42. Taking a look at the scoring, first four, Milan, Cheek Nialse with 19 points. Michael Pike with 4. Jared Gonzalez with 6. Amet Nialse with 15. Nathan Keck with 2. And Jeremy Bennett with 11. For Scollin County, Jared Cerrone with 9 points. Vince Dale with 9, Corbin Spurgeon with 6, Hunter Holt with 7, and Cabe Hamlin with 11. Milan led 17-12 after one quarter. Scollin outscored Milan 16-10 in the second quarter to lead 28-27 at the half. The Milan came out in the third quarter, went on a 15-1 run, and outscored Scollin County 24-8 to lead 51-36 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 6, and Milan boys won it 57-42. Milan improves to 18-8, while Scollin County 8-14. In the girls' game, it was Scollin County winning their 21st game of the year by defeating Milan 60-49. Scollin County led in scoring by Hannah Feeney with 14 points. Emily Dial was 17. Elena Whitaker was 17. While Milan led by Auburn Cole with 12 points, Katie Pauley with 25. Milan led 18-15 after one quarter. Scollin outscored Milan 14-12 in the second quarter. Milan led 30-29 at the half. In the third quarter, Scollin outscored Milan 19-5. Scollin County led 48-35 after 3. In the fourth quarter, it was Milan outscoring Scollin 14-12, and Scollin girls won it 60-49. Scollin County improves to 21-3, Milan girls 20 and 6. And again, in the boys' game you just heard, Milan defeats Scotland County 57-42. Milan led by Jeep Niazze with 19 points, Annette Niazze with 15, and Jeremy Bennett with 11, while Scotland County led by Cade Hamlin with 11 points. Milan improves to 18-8, Scotland County 8-14. So it was a Milan or Scotland County Milan split tonight here at Scotland County High School. Coming up next week, it's all kinds of basketball on KMM. We'll have three for you, two from Queen City, one from Monroe City on Monday night. So I'll be on air from Queen City with the 4-5 matchup, Princeton and the Putnam County Girls at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go from there. Have a nice weekend, everybody. For Mark Denny, producer Mark Denny, for Dave Semple sitting alongside me tonight. We're supposed to have a road trip. This is it, Dave.
I really enjoyed it, Donnie.
The only road trip we're going
to
have.
I really appreciate you asking me to come up with you.
From your house to
here. Like a block and a half?
A block and a half. Road trip.
Well, we had a good time.
Yeah,
we do it again. I really appreciate it.
So, for producer Mark Denny, for Dave Seville from Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thanks a bunch, Donnie. And Dave, good to talk to you. It's been a long time, and we sure enjoyed these games tonight. These games at Scotland County High School brought to you by Community Bank of Memphis, hometown banking with your neighbors and friends, member FDIC. Cook's Men's Store, open 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday. They're on the east side of the Memphis Square. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with locations in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. They're member FDIC. Girth Funeral Service in Memphis. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and in Memphis. By Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat. Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Nutrien Ag Solutions, north of Memphis on Highway 15. People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, member FDIC. By Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris, north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. And 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. For Donnie Middleton and everybody at KMEM Sports, I'm Mark Denny. It's 8:44 on this Friday, February 18th. Everybody have a safe and enjoyable weekend.